political strategist Audrea Taylor is with us this morning. Audrea, good morning. What, I mean, listen, this was the worst kept secret since, you know, sliced bread. I don't know. But what did you think of the video when you saw it this morning and the allusion to Charlottesville there?
Yeah, it was interesting. I mean, Biden came out of the gate swinging at Trump right off the bat. We've seen that other 2020 presidential candidates have really led with more of their vision. But Biden knows that I think he knew that that would do well for him, appealing to many of the moderates in our country who have been unhappy with President Trump's rhetoric. And I think that Trump is probably going to regret not handling that clash better, that situation better, and continue to move this in a stronger way.
I'm going to have to ask you to speak up just a little, Audrea. You're breaking up here. So Joe Biden is in, as you mentioned, he is a favorite of, you know, the centrists, the old style Democrats, but the far left of his party, they're not really enamored with this guy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we know that Biden's pulling well against President Trump, and he is leading Bernie Sanders right now in many of the polls. But that's going to be his challenge, is that he is not as far left-wing as some people. We know that Sanders is selling more of a socialistic approach to America. And it was interesting because in Biden's video, he really talked about how Trump could fundamentally alter who we are as a nation, a phrase that we've heard before, right? When President Obama was running and said that we're days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. So one was a vision of changing who America was, and Biden is saying we've got to keep who we are as a nation. So they are two different messages. One is one of change, and the other is fear of who we could be under the change of President Trump.
Joe Biden has run for president three times before, doing spectacularly bad each time. One time he had to drop out because he plagiarized parts of his speech from Neil Kinnock, a left-wing British labor leader there.
Right.
Is he, I mean, what does he have people who can really kick him in the rear and propel him here? Or is he just going to be, all shucks back? Well, he can't rub backs and slap backs anymore. But is he going to just try
That's
and
exactly right.
is he going to just try and be old Joe out there and try and get it done? Or do you expect a highly focused laser-like campaign?
I think he will be highly focused. He can't be as relaxed as he's been before. We know that it's not just the physical contact that he has had issues with in the past, but also many of his gaffes that we saw even in his run in 2008 for president, and some of the comments that he made, even about President Obama back then.
Oh, yeah, he's clean. Well, yeah, President Obama, he's a great story because he's clean. What are you kidding me?
He's clean. Right. And so that certainly didn't help him. So he's had a track record of that. Even as vice president of the White House, some of the things that he said were not appropriate. So I think he's going to need to be very careful in this race, especially if this is what he's leading with, is someone that has their rhetoric very much in check. He's going to have to make sure that he doesn't have any moments on the campaign trail where either one of these issues come up, both with his rhetoric or with his physical approaches with other people.
And finally, Audrea, Joe Biden was listed for years as a senator from Delaware, but he's from Pennsylvania, and the Democrats really need Pennsylvania to win. That's going to be key.
Right, yep, and he will certainly use that. I think what's going to be most interesting is in the coming months, I think we're going to see those other 20 Democratic contenders really push Biden and challenge him, not just on his stance against Trump, but more importantly on what his vision is for America, and will he be willing to move further to the left to serve that side of the party that would like to see a president that is further to the left and with more socialistic policies.
Audrea Taylor, political strategist, thanks so much for the time this morning. We appreciate it. Have a happy day.
Thanks so much. You too.
Thanks.